ニカカカカニカカカカニカニカニカニカニカニカニカニカニカニカニカニカニカニカニカニを食べよう、カニを食べよう、カニカニカニカニカニカニカニカニカニカニカニカニカニ。
Forged out of the past and into the present.Into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Welcome, welcome. Today is Friday, March 17th, 2023. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? First, we'll talk about Ben Shapiro. Then, going to talk about totally not transgender things. Then, Greta. I'm going to talk about Greta. From a meme flagget. And then Twitter. Let's talk about Twitter. FBI agents. Then we'll close the show out with Liu Xiling and ChatGPT-4. That'll be the show. First thread of the day, Ben Shapiro. It has become blindingly clear that our society is now run by an elite class who are markedly weird. They demand control over our lives. Then demand we approve rebuilding entire systems around their personal oddities. Ironic, Ben. Ironic. Who would these people be? Could they be Jewish nature? Could they be of Jewish nature, Ben? Foolish. Who is they, Ben? Who is they? Who is they? It's like he's naming his own people without even knowing he's naming his people. It's the irony. This American says, it's time Ben takes a look in the mirror. This American says, I hate this kike manlet so fucking much, as well as all other cuckservative grifters. That's beautiful. We'll end on that. Beautiful. Next thread. We got Belle Daphne with the... It's a tranny. It's totally a tranny. That is a man. That is a man. This Aussie says, Why are young men withdrawing from society? Guys, I have something to say about this tranny, okay? Because the vibes I get from this tranny are, this is a guy that is dressing up like a girl because he is a pretty guy, okay? He's just a guy that naturally looks pretty. I don't think he's really trans. I think he's just playing trans to trick the trans community so he can get lots of money. Because he looks decent, he looks passable, but I don't think he's really into it. It's all for money. He just wants the money. It's a dude and he's tricking people for money. It's very simple. Why is the crossdresser constantly spammed here? That's what he is. It's a guy crossdressing. He's not a tranny. He will never cut his dick off. This is a fake tranny. This is a mock tranny. It's a grift, guys. It's a grift. It's money. It's about money. That's a man. Is that really Belle Daphne's sister? That's a man. No, that's a man, bro. It's a man. It has a voice of a man as well. It has a voice of a man. A man comes out of that. It's like Dr. Girlfriend. But with actual genitalia. Like this one. Look at this tranny. Whenever the trannies look halfway decent, this obviously is fake as fuck. Like, this is all fake. I mean, this is a dude with a pound of makeup on his face. But, I mean, whenever they're halfway passable like this, holy fucking shit, the grift money, guys. The grift money. The money. The money, man. You get simps, too. I mean, you get the simps. You get the fucking simps as well. The cuckold faggots. Why? Daily reminder. What is the daily reminder? What? Why are his nipples so... Ew, no. Yuck. Why? Get off fucking... Ew. Faggots. Faggots abound in this thread. Moving on. Let's get out of there. They're too faggy. Let's move on. Let's move on to Lowly Greta, right? We need some lowlies. Why not just, let's move on from the male boys with other flat-chested male boys, shall we? This NATO flag says, how come she became irrelevant as soon as she became an adult? What's the political implication of becoming an adult? As a picture of lowly Greta. I mean, that really was lowly Greta. This cat says, would. This is not a lewd Greta thread. This is not a lewd Greta thread. She's gonna do big things. Breedable. This American says, she got fat. What happened to that Anon that... Oh, here we go. It's like, what happened to that Anon that, like, doctored up all her pictures where she looks like a porn star? Yep. Our girl is growing up. This Aussie says they realize no one likes her. You can push the innocent kid angle for so long, but she is flat out ugly looking kid. Now, I'll tell you exactly why they haven't really dropped Greta, because she just did that thing, that fake photo shoot where she was arrested. So, I mean, that was pretty recent. That was very recent, that thing where she got arrested, okay? That aside, guys, do you remember when she tweeted out this PDF on accident? It was a complete flib-flab. She fucked up, okay? She didn't mean to do it. She tweeted out this PDF, and it was like a 6-page PDF of instructions on how, it was like in-depth, detailed instructions from Globo Homo on what Globo Homo was going to do, like every single step of Globo Homo's plan. And she accidentally leaked it, and she wasn't supposed to. Yeah, that probably had something to do with it. You know, spilling the beans on Globo Homo's plans. That probably might have had something to do with it. Next part of the show, a twat. Fiat food. Point of view, two FBI agents show up at your job to talk to you about your Twitter post criticizing Pfizer Pharmaceutical Corporation. Yes, this actually fucking happened to me yesterday right here in New York State. Dude, the holy fuck, the FBI went after this dude because he tweeted about Pfizer? That's fucking insane. That's fucking insane. How long till they come to my door? How long? They're watching my show right now, aren't they? You're watching me right now, aren't you? But it's too much work. They'd have to sit through 30 minutes of Lou, and that's just too much Lou. It's okay, my avatar filters them. My avatar filters them, it's okay. Okay, we're gonna gradually go into the end of the show today. We got Jim Carrey's opinion on ChatGPT. We'll talk about ChatGPT a little bit, some AI. First off, before we get into that, this dude, Jim Carrey, has like 300 STDs, by the way. This dude has every STD known to man. Crabs, to fucking gonorrhea, everything. He has STDs you don't even know fucking existed. He has AIDS. This dude has everything. Also, that was all a work of fiction and posted on this board, and it was, I was lying or joking or something. It's all jokey jokes. Please don't sue me, Jim Carrey. Some guy bashed Jim Carrey and he got sued. Jim Carrey sued him. Please don't sue me. Jim Carrey says, AI will destroy gaming, AI will destroy movies, AI will destroy white-collar jobs. He also said, and I quote, incels make porn with AI, so they love it. What the fuck, and why does Jim Carrey hate AI? I was at a League of Legends game, and this fucking faggot kept blabbing about, like, I'm a C++ programmer, and I program in C++, and I'm fucking amazing, and I do this, and I C++ that, and I'm almost out of school, and blah, 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 blah. Just like, I literally said, chat, I'm like, AI is going to take your job. You fucking faggot. And say the faggot part. And then he went off on me. He's like, no, it's not. No, it's not. My job is not replaceable. My job is heavily not replaceable, okay? It's part of automation. It's not replaceable. Okay. Whatever you say, bro. I don't see how AI is going to destroy gaming. And if anything, it's going to make gaming a million billion times better. Going to have AI NPCs that actually adapt and you could talk to for realsies. Say new things. Holy fuck, sounds incredible. Sounds cool. This leaf says, I really don't care what celebrities have to say. Well, that's a pretty smart leaf right there. This American says something about Minecraft. Some post about Minecraft. This meme flaggot Nazi says, don't care, he became irrelevant last decade. Well, the Sonic movies would beg to differ with you. Those, a lot of people like those Sonic movies. Almost had Abomination Sonic. Whatever. Next AI thread. Jackson Greathouse Fall. I gave GPT-4 a budget of $100 and told it to make as much money as possible. I'm acting as its human liaison, buying anything it says to. Do you think it'll be able to make smart investments and build an online business? Follow along. This has 16 million views, guys. 16.6 million views. Before we get into this, ChatGPT-4 is not free. If you want to use ChatGPT-4, you need to upgrade to Plus Mode. Plus Mode, it's right here. Look how much Plus Mode is. $20 a month for Plus Mode. So if you want ChatGPT-4, you have to pay $20 a month. So I don't think this guy's calculating that into his little factoid, first of all. He's just leaving that little tidbit out. What did it tell him to do? Oh, man. Buy a domain and hosting. Purchase a cheap but catchy domain name for around $10. Sign up for affordable hosting plan for $5 per month. Total spent $15. Set up a niche affiliate website. Use the remaining $85 to design and create content for the site. Focus on profitable niche with low competition like specialty kitchen gadgets, unique pet supplies, or eco-friendly products. Research and sign up for appropriate affiliate programs with high commission rates such as Amazon Associates, ShareASale, or CJ Affiliate. Leverage social media and online communities. Share articles, etc. Blah, 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 blah. Engage with audience. Answer questions. Provide valuable information to build trust and drive traffic to the website. See, that's what I'm doing with you guys right now. Guys, that's what I'm doing with you right now. I'm engaging with you to answer questions, to provide valuable information, so we build trust with each other, and then I drive traffic to my website. Holy fuck, I'm a genius. Optimize for search engines. Utilize basic SEO techniques to improve search engine ranking and increase organic traffic. Focus on long tail keywords, quality content, and proper on-page SEO. Quality content, holy fuck, that's what I'm all about. Cool. Interdasting. I'd like to go into that, but it's $20 a month. Holy fuck, that's expensive. Why is every AI $20 a month? Holy fuck. Expensive. Very expensive. Okay, to close out the show today, we're going to read reviews for my show on Apple Podcasts. Why not? Why not? And then we'll read user comments. And then Lou will shill because it's episode 402 and I get a shill every 100 episodes. It's been 100 episodes, so Lou gets to finally shill. Awesome. Cool. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I got, guys, 3.8 out of 5. Holy fucking shit, that's amazing. That's better than average. That's good. Holy fuck, that's like a C. Holy fuck. I got a D in school. That's pretty cool. It's better than I did in school, guys. Cool. We got doubly the 4-star reviews to the 1-star reviews. That's rookie numbers. We need quadruple the 1-star reviews. Quadruple. Let's read the reviews. We got some awesome ones here. We got very good comedy podcast. I very much enjoy this comedy podcast. Good satirical outlook. Thumbs up. Well, thank you. You should have done the okay symbol though. You know, because we're Nazis here. You gotta do the okay sign for white power, silly goose. Then we got, it made my head hurt. Boo hiss. I made your head hurt? Wow, cool. I like doing that to leftists. I made you physically hurt with pain? Awesome. In the kindest, lovable way. Then we got, man. Well, zippy face, zippy face, zippy face. Rolly eyes, rolly eyes, rolly eyes, rolly eyes. Cool, that's something. Okay, that's, And then we got pretty bad. I'm pretty bad, guys. I'm pretty bad. No elaboration. Why? How am I bad? In what ways am I bad? You gotta give me more to work with, buddy. How am I supposed to fix it? TCT says, SU took giant fuel piss on drone. ALR, show quality skill. Yes, he was a very skilled pilot. Anyone saying otherwise is a shill faggot. Alexander Flanagan says, 4chan arrest was fake as fuck. Shouldn't need to be said. It wasn't fake, it was real, buddy. They really arrested him. Now the threads are fake as fuck. The shilling is fake as fuck. I mean, if that's what you're getting at. But I mean, it's real. It's really happened. It's not fake. The reality is real. The people that say he is a loser, etc., those are literally kikes. They're literally leftists, and they are literally kikes. So just heads up. Fuck open source chatbot, Sidoken. Sorry to say I love you, but, you know, it's ChatGPT-4 is where it's at. If you want 14 trillion nodes or whatever, okay, that's where it's at. It's $20 for a reason. Speaking of Sidoken, Sidoken says, that Reaper drone should have been over Mexico. Why, to spy on the cartels, Sidoken? Why? Why should have been over Mexico? Tell me. Enlighten me. For the fentanyl? Is it for the fentanyl, Sidoken? Why? Sidoken says, for the 16,000 pounds of weapon capability. Should have been there annihilating the cartel, I think is what he's saying. Did that drone really have 16,000 pounds of weapons capability? Because it looked like a little piece of shit when the... looked like we got shit on by Russia with that 16,000 pounds of weapons capability. We're 20 years ahead, I thought, but that jet made us look like we were 20 years behind. I think we should invade Mexico. I said we should invade Mexico. I know it's the size of an actual plane. I know it's huge. I know. I'm not retarded. Not stupid. No, we should definitely go to war with Mexico. Yeah, we should. But, I mean, I don't know why their president was getting all pissy at us. If we went to war with Mexico, it would be with the Mexican cartel. It wouldn't be with Mexico itself. Like, let us fix your stupid country, and then we'll go back to our country. The thing is, though, if we go into Mexico, man, we have to do... It can't be 20 years in Iraq type shit. Can't be... Or Afghanistan, whatever the fuck, wherever we were. Iraq, Afghanistan, fucking... Ukraine, wherever the fuck we are. Okay, can't be 20 years in there, man. We have to literally obliterate them with the full fucking might of our military. Like, they need to do a military operation where they use the full fucking force of the Pentagon. You know? Take all of the cartel out in one single strike in a day. That's what America's about, man. We can do it. We can strike every single target in a country at the same time. Because we're fucking America. So fucking do it, please. Don't take 20 years. Just get it over with, you fucking idiots. We could do it, so do it. We've done it before. We've done it before. Desert Storm. We've done it before. Jerfikovic says he's 3 days into snake diet. First day was a terrible headache. Second day was pretty good but hungry. Third day, his hunger's gone. He's down 5 pounds. Good job, bro. I need to do the snake diet again. I'm fucking weak and pathetic. Give me strength for COVID. I'm weak right now. I need power and strength and mental acuity or something. Give me strength. Give me your energy. Cure for COVID. Niggy says he wouldn't post on 4chan because they don't allow Tor. 8chan was so vital and fun. Had sound with video and everything. Too bad Watkins let us down. Now his site is just Q-Shields. And then he posts torproject.com. Dude, Tor is compromised, buddy. Do not use Tor and think you are safe. In fact, if you use Tor, you are put on a list, by the way. If you even download that and open it, the FBI puts you on a list. Spoilers. You get put on a list. So I don't click that. Don't go there. Don't download that. And even if you use it, they can backtrace your IP still. Spoilers. They control that network, so don't fucking use that. Please, don't. That is FBI-controlled honeypot. It's about as secure as torrents are now. It's about as secure as torrents. And I mean, they say like, well, you're bouncing it off all these computers, but you... No. They control the network. You can They can back ping through nodes. Just don't do it. Niggy says... Sure, it's compromised, but it takes them more work and it's probably more confusing for them to explain it to a judge. What are you talking about, dude? If they explain it to a judge. I mean, this is like, how to explain this? This is what they would do, Niggy. They probably wouldn't even arrest you. They would blackmail you, because that's what our fucking FBI does now. They would get dirt on you, then they would blackmail you, and then they would hire you as an informant, Niggy. That's what they would do. They would threaten you with jail for the rest of your life, and then they would hire you, quote unquote, as a fucking informant, man. It's dirty. It's dirty. And then if you go against what they say, then they arrest you for fucking with them. It's bad all around. Agent of Social Media Chaos says SVB, the first bank the Fed took over, was insolvent, but Silvergate, the second one they took over, was not. The government is basically using SVB's collapse to go after banks that hold a lot of crypto. Thanks for the correction, yes. Gray Archive says, great show, the sheriff is abusing power. Glad to see you back. Yes, the sheriff was, and I'm so glad that I saw so many threads today bashing that sheriff. Thank goodness, man. Brought me a little bit of hopium. Seeing all the threads, there were, of course, the shill threads as well, but at least there were anti-kike sheriff threads. Thank God. Anani Moose says, if everyone's a glow nigger, how do we know you're not one, Lou? Asking for science. It's quite easy. Just don't do anything illegal and you won't even have to worry. Even if I am a glow nigger, you won't even have to worry. Because there will be nothing I can do. Or, you know, just don't do anything illegal. Peace and love. No violence. Niggy Truth About Niggy's channel says, I laughed out loud when you said he was making Nazis look bad in the previous video. Yeah, who says you're making Nazis look bad? Just that statement coming out of a kike's mouth is pretty hilarious. Mr. Hatman says, where have you been? Life. That's where I've been. Also, you can watch me at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube. Luigi News. Check me out. Google it. Luigi News. YouTube. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every single fucking day. Because I'm insane. Because I'm literally fucking crazy. That's the show. That's everything. I will end by saying thank you for my members, my current members on Odyssey. Thank you. I have 3 members. Wow, that's huge. That's incredible. Thank you. Means a lot to me. Keeps me going. It really does. I'm going to shill this episode because this is episode 402. We're on episode 402, guys. Holy fucking shit. There's at least it's episode 402 on my Podbean. So, whatever. I'm going to make it count, I guess. 400 shill. Join the member page or something, please. Because I love you all. And every penny goes back to the show, guys. Every penny goes back to the show. What do I use the money on? Okay, I'll give you some examples of what stuff costs, okay? So first off, we got Time Bolt. I use Time Bolt. It's this editing software that just makes it incredibly easy to cut together the show. It's fucking $17 a month. I could pay $100 and never pay again. It's very expensive. So I have that. I have Podbean, costs $15 a month. That goes towards the show. What else do I pay towards the show? The AI voice, 11 AI. The lowest tier version of that is $5, which I'm currently paying. To get the upper tier version is $22. That's a lot of fucking money. I'm not doing that. Then we got, let's see what else. If you want OpenAI, that's 20 fucking bucks a month for ChatGPT-4. Fuck, goddamn. Holy fucking scam. That's 20 fucking bucks a month. Advertising. I advertise the show. That's money every month I put in the fucking show. There's lots of money I put in the show. This microphone that I'm talking on right now. Hello? Hello, do you hear me? I'm talking on a microphone. This was $100 fucking dollars. Holy fucking shit, stuff costs money. Okay, I'm done chilling. That's my show. Please like, comment, subscribe. That's a show! Episode 100, chill! Please like, comment, subscribe. Or down dupe me because I shield. I don't care. Just down dupe me. I shield every 100 episodes, whatever. I get one, and it's at the end of the show. I'm advertising at the end of the show. Who else does that? They do it in the fucking middle of it. God, how annoying. How fucking annoying is that? I'm doing it at the end. You could have just shut me off 5 minutes ago. You could have shut me off 5 minutes ago, and you wouldn't even be listening to me right now. You could have done that, but you didn't. It's not my fault. Not my fault. Okay, that's it. That's all I have to say. Hope you like the show. I love you. Have a great day. Go become a member on Odyssey. I get all the money. Except the money it doesn't tell you about. Like, if it says $5, then it charges you $5.77. So the 77 cents is their cut. So there you go. That's their cut for the money. But whatever, that's not bad. That's reasonable. That's better than YouTube. YouTube takes 40 fucking percent or some crazy shit. YouTube takes almost half. Fuck that. Fuck that. Okay, that's the show. Bye. Bye. Bye 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 bye.
Fucking look around you. Look around you.